The spacious skies and life's perpetuation, we cannot doubt that God controls it all. Lord, I believe, yes, I believe,
yes, I believe,
I cannot doubt, for he sees
me.
Dear Lord, thank you for another Lord. Thank you for another day, Lord. Another day that we can come together, Lord, and be with you and worship you, Lord. We thank you for all the gifts that you give us, especially this church, where we are free from persecution and we can worship you freely. We pray for those, Lord, that are in need, especially people like Pete Bowling with his cancer and Dan Olson with his hurt shoulder. And we pray that you give them strength in these hard times and encourage them. We pray, Lord, that you forgive us of our sins and the wrongs that we've committed, Lord. And you pray that you can forgive us and look past all the evils we do each and every day, Lord. And we pray for those that are traveling and going about their business, and that no matter what we do in our daily, daily life, we put you first and remember to keep your commandments. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I think I should have grabbed my glasses, but I think I'll do fine. We're going to read from Acts 17, verses 11 through 12. Actually, 10 through 12. The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now, these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, along with a number of prominent Greek women and men.
120. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.
444.
Sing to me, O heaven.
you would like to open your Bibles to Ecclesiastes 3. We'll read verses 1 through 8. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to shun embracing. A time to search and a time to give up as lost. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear apart and a time to sew together. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace.
Number 746. 746. Sorry, wrong one.
Seven.
I know it's in here somewhere. We could sing 746, but that's not the one that was requested. 749? No. Now I have to look it up. Humble yourselves on the side of the Lord is the one that was up there. 725, sorry. 725.
725, humble yourselves
on the side of the Lord. And when we get down to verse 3 and verse 4, when we're singing the song, the verses from Amazing Grace, we're going to go back and sing the rest of the verse. So if you don't know the verses from Amazing Grace, you can open up to 257, but we're going to sing the, we're going to come back and sing, actually would be two separate more verses on here.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Number 561, It Is Well With My Soul. All four verses.
When peace like a river attendeth my grave, when sorrows like sea billows rose, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul,
with my soul.
Troublesome times are here, filling men's
hearts with fear. Freedom we all hold dear, now is at stake. Humble your heart to God, stay from the chastening rod. Sink away, pilgrims, draw Christians away. Jesus coming soon, glory will die for him. Many will be dead him. Drop your sword. All the dead shall rise.
invitation song is song number 642. You want to turn over there, 642. We'll be singing that to invite anyone to respond to the invitation of God in just a few moments. The world is a foolish place. The world is a very foolish place. The longer I live, the more I see that. I mean, when the greatest minds of this age and a few of the ages before this age say that the world made itself and all the life that's in it made itself, that's so foolish. That is so far from wisdom.
Amen.
And what makes it even worse is that in that foolishness, they can't see that they're blind. They can't see that that's not the truth. That's not what is right. That's not how the world came into being. That's not how life came into being. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul says a few things about the wisdom of the world and the foolishness of the world. It's in verse 18, "For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning will I bring to naught. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world?" And you know, it's not, the passage doesn't say that God made the average thinking man foolish. It's the wisdom of the world. We're talking about the best of the best that man could come up with, which is this world made itself and all the life in it. I mean, and that is, God chose to be foolish.
Amen.
So in verse 21, "For seeing that in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom knew not God, it was God's good pleasure through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." The truth is simple, really, and that is that this world could not have come into existence by itself. And the only way we really can know that, other than our own being wise and common sense, is to receive the revealed word of God, which explains so clearly that God made all things, and that God sent his Savior to die for our sins. And we just need to believe in that. And by that faith also respond to his invitation, repenting of our sins and confessing him as the Lord and Creator, and being baptized for the forgiveness of those sins. I don't know about you, but I choose wisdom. I choose the things that can, that are true and right, and the things that make sense, which is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you agree with me and you have not yet obeyed the gospel, now's a good time. Or if you would like the prayers of the group assembled here this evening, that you might be more dedicated in his service. So for whatever need you have, won't you come forward as we sing song number 642.